This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
We call it Follow-Up Thursday. You guys tell us, hey, Burt Show, whatever happened to blank? And in this case, this one was explosive. Linda hits us up. Hey, Burt Show. It's about a year ago that you had a woman on your show. Her husband was cheating on her with her brother's wife. Last I remember, the cheaters agreed to stop and asked her to and asked not to tell her brother. I'd love to know whatever happened. Thank you, Linda Huff.
All right, so Elise and her husband, Jason, have been together for 3 years at the time she reached out to us. She met Jason because of her brother. Her brother and Jason were good friends, and Elise's brother met his wife, Amy, through her husband. But we didn't expect to find out that Jason and Amy dated many years before. So when both of the couples hit a rough patch in their marriage, Elise suspected something was going on. We tested Jason with the War of the Roses. He ordered 24 roses to be sent to Amy with a note that read, "Just another reminder that I can't stop thinking about you, hoping these keep me on your mind too." Elise was crushed, but unsure about how she was going to handle the situation. When we followed up with her, she said she had to do what was right for the family. She didn't tell her brother, but she did confront Jason and Amy, her sister-in-law. The two came clean about their inappropriate behavior and swore nothing physical ever happened. They asked Elise not to tell her brother, and she agreed. Last we heard, Elise and her husband were in counseling trying to work on their marriage. Did counseling work or not? And also, did the brother ever find out?
So today is Follow-Up Thursday. Mo has got the follow-up in an email.
Hi, Burt Show. Yes, I'll give you a quick update for my own sanity. I'll keep it brief because I don't want to go down a rabbit hole of emotions. Jason and I have been separated for a few months. While I believe nothing further happened between him and Amy, our own marriage had its fair share of issues to work through. We attended counseling for a while and thought we tried to address our concerns and work on our relationship. It ultimately wasn't enough to save our marriage. My brother and Amy are still together, but I don't know the details of their relationship. I've chosen to stay out of it and focus on myself and my own mental health. Handling my own marriage problems have been challenging enough, and I've realized that I need to prioritize my own well-being. What happens in other people's lives are no longer my business or responsibility to fix. It's not easy going through a divorce, but I'm hopeful for the future. I believe that this experience has taught me a lot about what I need and want in a relationship, and I'm working on building a stronger, healthier foundation for myself. Thanks for checking on me. I'm doing fine, just looking to move on. Wishing you all the best, Elise.
Whew, it's a tough one. What do we learn from this one?
Everybody's fair game?
I mean, you really can only control your side of the street, right?
Yeah.
And keep your side clean.
I'm curious. I mean, I'm sure the family had questions when Elise and Jason separated. Like, why? Why? And you can't really say,
because he slept with my brother's wife.
Like, or even though they said nothing physical went on, but
because he had an affair with my brother's wife.
So she's doing the right thing by her and not worrying about her brother or her brother's relationship. She definitely 100% just needs to focus on her well-being and making her way through this divorce as best and easy as possible.
Yeah, we talk a lot about this on my podcast, the Breakup Breakdown, where there's usually one big inciting incident, but it's never just like one thing that happens, like, oh, there was infidelity, or, oh, he ran off with my sister. Like, there's usually lingering things that are happening throughout the relationship that sort of just like, it's almost purged through this one incident. So even though it sucks and, I would never wish for a relationship to end because it's just so heartbreaking and sad. I mean, I think maybe sometimes those big things have to happen so you can get out of them.
I feel like that also has to be tough if you find yourself in a situation where obviously things went really bad in South for you and you have information of where it would affect someone else, but then you keep it to yourself because you don't want them to go through what you're going through. So you kind of have to keep this secret and go through it alone, it almost seems like. But that's a tough spot to be in.
You're suffering in silence.
Yes.
Yeah. I think Abby raises a really good point, too, that you will hear in her podcasts over and over and over again also. Again, it's the breakup breakdown. It's that when people say that, this breakup came out of I never saw this coming. 9 out of 10 times, that's BS.
It's always BS because we have like every podcast is like 30 to 45 minutes. And it's never just the whole like, he cheated on me with my mom's sister's brother's cousin. There's always things that are peppered throughout the relationship that usually, to be honest, like people ignore. And then something like this happens and that's how they end up getting out of the relationship.
But very few times. You really have to have your eyes closed to say like, man, I just woke up one morning and he was gone. Or she was no signs. The signs were there. You just were like turning the other way and you didn't want to see him probably. But in a case like this, this is way too complicated for to go back in.
And this poor Elise is always going to have it thrown in her face because that's her brother's wife. So holidays, birthdays,
You can't run. You can't hide from this one.
No.
The Bird Show.